Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one, today's Youth English, which is...
Yes. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was a cute little nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday's idiom was nest egg.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 nest egg. 它是指呢对某人来讲非常重要的一笔钱，往往呢是存在银行的那笔钱，一般情况下呢是轻易是不能动的。那么这笔钱呢用英文呢叫做 nest egg.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, and what about today's idioms?
Okay, today's idiom is new blood. Two words. New, N-E-W, blood, B-L-O-O-D, new blood.
Okay, 今天的 idiom 两个单词 new blood, 翻译成中文也非常的容易叫新鲜的血液。是不是指我们在医院里面的那个血液呢 new blood?
Well, that sounds like that would make sense, but that seems too easy. I think for the idiom, it's got to mean something different.
You're right. So, why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use new blood?
Okay, sure.
So, let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Peter.
I'm just here to confirm something.
Okay.
Because I heard the company is hiring new staff.
Yes, that's right. We should start hiring the new staff maybe next week on Monday.
All right, it's okay, but some of the staff worry about their future because they concern or they worry maybe they will be fired.
Oh, I see. Well, Peter, rest assured, okay? There's not going to be any firing done.
Okay.
The reason why we're hiring new staff is because, well, we've had the same employees for years now, and so we need some new blood. We need some new thinking, some new ideas, some new game plans. So that's why we're hiring some new employees. But all the old employees, of course, they're very treasured and valued, and so no one is going to get fired or lose their job.
Okay, so I will let them know as soon as possible.So they can feel relieved.
Yes, please do that for me.
Okay, no problem. 那么刚才的对话呢，我作为一个 Sam 的下属呢，来问 Sam 一件事情 ，confirm 一件事情。我听说呢，公司呢最近在招新的员工，老的员工呢担心他们的职位有可能不保了。Sam 说不要担心，公司呢最近呢招一些员工的目的呢，不是说想把老的员工给撵走，而是需要一些吗？New blood, 新鲜的血液，公司整个现在整个情况呢是太传统了，太守旧了，需要一些新鲜的血液呢给我们公司带来更多的一些新的观点，新的想法， new ideas, or say inspiration for the company.
Yes, new people bring in new ideas because sometimes we get kind of stuck on the same old ideas. So it's good to freshen up.Things every once in a while.
Right, 所以呢 Sam 说呢告诉大家不要担心公司的想法呢不是说把老的员工给撵走而是说呢刚才提到的只需要一个新鲜的血液所以呢赶快告诉大家不要担心专心自己的工作
So we have a good loyal company, right?、
Mm-hmm.
They don't just get rid of the old employees.
Right, so here new blood means new employees.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this is the end of today's idiom study.
Okay.
Let's go to part two, which is...
Okay, part two is, of course, hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, you know, brain is a very important part of our head.
Yes.Probably the most important part of our
head. Right, so besides, there's another part of our head. It's still important, which is our mouth.
Oh, okay.
Because the mouth is kind of a multifunctional organ or part of our head.
Right, we use the mouth to talk, and of course, we use the mouth to take in food.
Food, right. Inside the mouth, there's something which is also very, very essential, or something important.
Our teeth?
No. Anything else?
Let's see, our tongue.
Right, you're right, tongue.
Ah.
And today we will focus on tongue.
Okay.
So, why tongue is important? and also something which related to town, some of the, you know, kind of funny activities. Sometimes are painful.
I'm very curious to know what you're talking about.
So we'll talk about later today.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So let's see, what is town? And what are the functions of town?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so before we go to the function of town, and now let's check vocab first.
Okay. Today's first word for Hit the Books is stick out. Stick out. Stick is S-T-I-C-K. Out, O-U-T. Stick out.
那么今天呢，第一个词呢 ,stick out, 表示说我们把一个东西呢伸出来。那么在今天的文章当中是指我们的舌头呢伸了出来。Our tongue stick out.
Okay, next is the word we're talking about, or the thing,、
mm-hmm.
which is our tongue.、
Mm-hmm.
Tongue, which has a funny spelling. T-O-N-G-U-E.
那么第二个词呢也是我们今天的一个主话题翻译成中文是舌头。
Okay, next is taste bud. One word. Taste bud. T-A-S-T-E.B-U-D, taste bud.
下一个单词 taste bud, 翻译成中文是我们的味蕾，特别呢是指我们舌头上能够感知味觉的这个东西叫味蕾 the little stuff, right?
Yeah, taste buds are very small,、
mm-hmm.
and when we burn our tongue, what we're doing is we're burning those little taste buds.
Yeah, ouch.、
Right? Yeah, ouch, and then you can't taste anything after
right.
that, right? Okay, next is the word sour.Sour, S-O-U-R, sour.
下一个单词 sour, 翻译成中文呢是酸的意思，特别呢是指食物的那个酸，比如说我们吃的这个醋，它那个酸呢用这个单词 sour.
Yeah, but when I think of sour, I think of a lemon.
A lemon, right, sometimes orange.
Yeah, but mostly a lemon, because they can be so, so
very,
sour.
Very, very sour, right.
Yeah. Okay, next is the word bitter. Bitter.B-I-T-T-E-R, bitter.
下一个单词 bitter, 翻译成中文是苦的意思。
Right. So this is one of the flavors we don't talk about too much. We all know sour, sweet, salty, spicy, but bitter is one that people tend to forget.
Right. Now also bitter refer to some kind of beer, right? Some beer is kind of bitter beer.
Yeah. What's even more interesting, we can use bitter when we talk about feelings.
Right.
So if we feel bitter, that means, well, not just are we not happy with someone, but we might be thinking, well, kind of bad thoughts about that person.
Right. 那么这个 bitter 这个形容词呢，它不仅仅是指我们味觉的这个苦味，同时呢还可以指我们的心情。有的时候呢，我们感觉心理上一种 bitter， 那么呢，它的感觉呢不仅仅是一种不喜欢，可能呢还有一些更加险恶的一些想法，可能做一些比较危险的事情。那么这种情况下呢，可以用这个单词 bitter.
Yeah. So we hope you can forgive people and not become bitter.
Bitter, right.
Yeah. Okay, next we have the word classify. Classify. C-L-A-S-S-I-F-Y. Classify.
下一个动词 classify 翻译成中文是分类的意思，因为这个单词呢是由这个 class 而来的。因为我们知道 class 这个单词呢，它不仅仅表示班级，更重要的一个意思呢，表示分类的意思。class 不同的人可以分成不同的等级，那用这个单词 class 在这里面 classify 表示把一个东西进行准确的分类。同时呢，在报纸当中呢，有一版呢叫 classified，
right，
表示那种分类的广告，比如说房产的、汽车的、找工作的，不同的广告进行的分类，用这个词呢叫 classified，
right。But I've also seen classified stamped on files in movies，
right。
So if something is classified, like in spy movies, for example,、mm-hmm. that means it's very secret.
Okay.
You cannot access or get to that information unless you have maybe kind of special privileges or、
right.
maybe you are a very important person.
Right. 那么如果一个文件被 classified, 它表示这个文件的绝密度是非常高的，一般人呢是不可以看到的。那么这种文件叫 classified document.
Right.
那么很多文件呢，经过比如说十年、二十年之后呢，它可能需要什么呢？解密了，那么叫 declassified。
Oh.
那么比如说国家的一些重要的消息对老百姓呢要有一个交代，那么这个过程呢叫 declassified.
Okay, so next time I watch a spy movie and I see someone ask someone, oh, so where did you serve in the war? And they say, oh, can't tell you, that's classified.
Right, maybe after 30 years we'll be declassified. You will know, of course. Right?
Okay, maybe, yeah. Okay, lastly, we have two words, tongue twister, tongue twister. We talked about tongue, but twister is T-W-I-S-T-E-R, tongue twister.
今天最后一个词组呢，翻译成中文是绕口令。为什么翻译成绕口令呢？因为第一个单词 tongue 是指我们舌头的意思。第二个呢 twister， 首先看看这个 twister， 它的动词呢 twist 表示弯曲卷曲的意思，后面 er 呢变成了它的名词，合到一起叫 tongue twister， 绕口令。同时呢，这个 twister 还可以指一种 natural disaster。 有一部电影叫 twister， 翻译成中文叫龙卷风，表示一个东西弯曲的转动的这个动作呢叫这个 twist。
OK, so let's go to the first part of the tongue study. OK, so let's talk about our tongue. When you stick out your tongue, you're probably being silly. But the tongue is a serious part of our body. The top of your tongue is covered with tiny organs that sense taste. These are called taste buds. Taste buds for sweet, sour, salty, or bitter foods are found in different areas of the tongue. The tongue also keeps you safe. Many poisons have a strong, bitter taste. By sensing this taste, your tongue is telling you to avoid eating them.
说了一个非常搞笑或者好玩的一个场景，就是说呢，当我们伸出舌头的时候，那么这种情况发生的时候呢，大家会觉得对方或者是这个人 being silly, 很怪怪的，或者是说呢，有些愚蠢。
I think this is something children especially love to do. They love
right.
to stick out their tongue at people.
Yeah, I think when people make a mistake and do something a little bit embarrassing, they will stick out their tongue.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, I messed up, right?
Right. 那么往往我们做一些错误的事情，或者说呢，说了一些不该说的话，我们的一个比较自然的一个反应呢，就是说 stick out your tongue.
This is also something you might hear when you go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say, okay, please stick out your tongue. And then he usually looks down at the back of your mouth.
Right. Sometimes we have a very bad cold.
Yes, right.
Okay. 那么另外一个场景呢，比如我们去医院去瞧医生的时候呢，有的时候医生会跟你说呢，伸出舌头我看一看。那么这个动作呢，也用什么呢 ？Stick out your tongue.
Yes. Okay. So we know we can use the tongue to be silly, but really, the tongue is a very important part of our body.
Right. It's very, very important.
Yes. So first, let's talk about the first or main function of the tongue, which is taste.
之后呢，文章提到了说我们的舌头的一个结构或者由什么构成的，文章用一个词呢 covered with tiny organs， 很小的这些器官，提到的一个单词 organ， 同时前面呢用一个形容词来形容这个器官的大小是非常的小， tiny organs，
right、
它不用 small， 而是 tiny， something invisible。
Well, it doesn't have to be invisible, but if it's really, really small, then we could say it's tiny.
Okay, 那么呢，它的作用是什么呢 ？Sense, taste, 能够感觉这个什么味觉 ，taste.
Yes. So we know that we have five senses, and now we're talking about the sense of taste.
人呢，一般呢有五个感觉，那么其中呢，我们的味觉呢是很重要的一个感觉 ，right?
Yes.Okay, so those little organs are called taste buds. We have to say thank you to our taste buds because they allow us to taste wonderful things.
Something delicious, something terrible.
Yeah, that's true. It could also make us taste something bad.
Right. 那么这个小的器官呢，英文怎么叫呢？叫 taste buds. 翻译成中文呢是味蕾。这个单词 bud.它是指的很小的那个花骨朵。
Yes, a flower bud is a flower that is closed or hasn't opened up yet.
Right. How many tastes of a tongue may tell?
Well, the taste buds on our tongue are kind of divided up into different sections. So let's start with the tip or the front of the tongue.
那么下面我们看看我们的舌头能够感觉哪些味觉，同时呢，我们从我们的舌尖开始。
Okay, so the tip or the front of our tongue, that is what tastes sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet things are all going to be from the tip of our tongue.
那么下面大家试一试，看看我们的舌尖对什么味道最敏感呢？答案是 sweet， 对甜这种味道是最敏感的。
Now, behind sweet is the salty taste buds, or the taste buds that can sense salt.
舌尖的两边呢，是感觉咸的这个味蕾，英文是 salty.
Yes. And then at behind salty is the taste buds that sense sour.
感觉酸的这个味蕾，英文是 sour.
Now, at the very back of our tongue, that is where the bitter sensing taste buds are.
Right, 那么我们的舌根部分呢，是感知这个苦味的。所以呢，我们整个舌头呢，它不同的区域负责不同的感觉。这个舌尖英文叫 the tip of your tongue, 它的两侧 the side, or the sides of the tongue. 舌根部呢，英文是 the back of your tongue, 它负责的感知呢，是 bitter or bitterness, 是苦味的。
Right.
所以我们吃药的时候呢，往往会觉得舌根部分特别特别的难受，因为只有这个部位能感觉到那个药的那个苦的味道。
Yeah, very true.
如果你觉得这个药苦不苦，如果用舌尖去品尝的话，有可能 you have no idea. Right?
Yeah, you could trick yourself.
Right, until you swallow the medicine or the pill, you know, oh, it's really bitter.
Yeah, the problem with bitter is the very back, so every food has to pass it.
Right.
If it's on the tip of our tongue, well, we could just put the bitter part behind the sweet or behind the tip, and then we wouldn't taste the bitter.
Right. Okay.
So, it's kind of bad. It has to be in the very back.
So, besides the taste function, any other function, you know, the tongue may have?
The tongue can help keep us safe.
Safe.
Why can it keep us safe? Well, we know that many poisons or things that are harmful to our body have a bitter taste.
除了我们说舌头呢具有感知味觉的功能之外呢，我们知道我们的舌头还可以能够保护我们的安全。文中用到了 keep somebody safe， 原因是什么呢？很多有毒的食品，文中用到的词呢是 poisons， 有毒的食品呢，它们的味道呢往往是苦涩的，文中提到的是 bitter taste。所以呢，一旦我们的舌头察觉出这个东西是苦涩的话呢，就可能 stop eating.
But all the Chinese medicine that I've had is quite bitter, but it's not a poison. It's helpful to my body.
Right, sometimes kind of misleading, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 如果说一个东西或者食物它品尝起来是有苦味的话呢，但并不一定说呢它是一个 something poisonous.
Right, because I mean I like to drink coffee, but coffee is bitter.
Right.
It's not poisonous.
But I think some people kind of addicted to bitterness. They prefer very bitter coffee.
Yeah, and I think some fruits like grapefruit, for example, is very, very bitter.
Right. So sometimes kind of a hobby or people's, you know, like addiction to bitter taste.
Yeah, just like we could be addicted to sweet, sour, spicy.
Right. We just talk about the function of sensing taste of our tongue. So we have to do something kind of...funny or a little bit hilarious. What is it?
Tell a joke?
Not joke. It's something, it's a lot of a constant practice of our mouths and tongues working together, making a funny sound.
Whistling?
Not whistling. Okay, it's a kind of a twister, tongue twister.
Oh, that's right. We talked about tongue twister in our vocabulary stuff.
Right.
Okay.
So please, Sam, give us some idea. What is tongue twister?
Okay.There is another important use for your tongue, talking. The tongue moves to different parts of your mouth to make sounds when you talk. When you move your tongue a lot, the words can become very hard to say. Silly sentences that give your tongue trouble are called tongue twisters. Try reading these tongue twisters as fast as you can.
Please give us some examples.
Okay, so here's some things you can try saying very fast, and you'll see, ooh, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is salty broccoli. So try saying salty broccoli fast.
Okay, salty broccoli. Salty broccoli, salty broccoli.
Well, we might want to say it a few times. I think the goal is to try to say it as many times and as fast as you can.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is she sees cheese. So try to say these three words as fast as you can. She sees cheese.
Cheese.
That's a hard one.
Yep.
Next one is red leather, yellow leather. Next is the three trees. The three trees. Try to say that fast. Okay, two more. A proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot.
Ooh, kind of tricky, right?
Yeah, and it's also long.
Mm-hmm.
A proper cup of coffee from a proper copper coffee pot.
Pot, right.
Whew. Okay, if you can say that one fast, you're good.
Right, particularly the second part is more difficult.
Yes. And lastly, this is the sushi chef.
Chef.
Mm-hmm. This is the sushi chef.
Chef.
So if you could say those last two really fast, wow, I think anyone would be amazed.
Right. 那么现在我们回到文章的开始，提到了我们舌头另外一个很重要的功能是什么？说话。文中用一个词呢是 talking， 我们的舌头在口腔当中不停的运动，然后发出各种的声音，那么这个声音呢具有一定的意思，那么这是对我们进行有效的什么Communicate or communication.
Right. But the sound of the tongue really depends on where it is in the mouth.
Right.
So that's why I always help my students because they usually have a trouble with the TH sound.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make a S sound, but it's a F sound.
Right.
So it really depends on where the tongue is and what the sound is.
Right, 所以呢大家在说英文的时候呢，我们的舌头和我们的口腔以及我们的牙齿呢要进行非常好的一个配合。英文有一个词叫 coordination of a different part of your tongue and your teeth so you can make a correct pronunciation.
Yes, so when you're practicing your speaking, if you hear a native speaker, practice and try to remember where does your tongue need to be to make that sound.
Right, 所以呢大家需要很多的练习然后能够控制好自己口腔当中的 muscle, 这个肌肉很重要
yeah,
使你的肌肉呢非常的 flexible, 非常的灵活。
Right,
right. 那么呢今天我们就提到了一个叫 tongue twister, 是非常好的练习你口腔肌肉的这么一项运动绕口令。
Yes, so in these tongue twisters, we have all different kinds of sound, right?
Right, 在说绕口令的时候呢大家一定要尽量快的说如果说你 slow down, 非常慢的去说的话达不到它应有的一个效果。
Yeah, but you can slow down and gradually get faster and faster and faster.
Right, 那么刚才 Sam 说的第一个绕口令呢叫 salty broccoli。
Yeah.
一个咸的新兰花如果慢慢说的话呢没有太大问题但如果说得快的话呢有些同学会有一些问题 Salty broccoli, salty broccoli、right?
Yes
我认为最难的话应该是第二个 She sees cheese It's kind of like a constant change of your tongue positions
That ch sound can be similar So it's really hard to change between the two
大家练的时候呢尽量把每个音练准了然后呢再 speed up a little bit
Yeah, so it's okay to start off slow.
Right. 相对比较难的呢是这个 cup of coffee, 同时是最后的一个 from a proper copper coffee pot.
So that one not only is it hard to say, but it's also long.
那么最后一个呢看似简单但是呢发音呢有一些 tricky, 比如说 sushi chef.
Yeah. You know, I could say it fast in my head, but then when I try to make it come out of my mouth, oh, that's tough.
很容易的一个 tongue twister.
Yeah.
但如果你说快的话呢其实是一个很大的一个 challenge.
Yes, this is the sushi chef.
Right, it's a big, big challenge. Okay, so that's it for the topic of tongue.
Okay, well, that was quite an interesting topic.
Right. Okay, so time is up. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。